Our Human Waywardness, written and read by Fenton Marshes for Voice Teen 2021. You dyed your hair, Wilbur says, voice cracking. Nikki lifts her chin. She spent too many months being cowed by her best friend and won't do so again. Still, she aches with relief to see him whole. I did, she says. Doesn't say, do you like it? It's nice, he offers, despite her silence. Thank you, she parries, lending no leeway. This is his bridge to mend. He more than burned it, after all. Strapped explosives to its underside and sent it sky high. She watches the bob of his throat as he swallows. I brought you this, he says, and holds something out. She's skeptical. People are prone to estimating her nature these days, both under and over, and the margin of error is high. It is neither a kitchen knife or a dagger. It is not a soft, pretty thing to coo over. Wilbur holds out the netherite ingot, and suddenly his singed clothes make more sense, the ash still marking the tips of his fingers that does not smell of gunpowder. It's yours, to do as you want with it, he says. I figured I'd let you choose, axe or hoe, that type of thing. Nikki draws a shaky breath. Wilbur has not seen straight through her since before Pogtopia, not with such clear eyes, and she has missed it. I dyed my hair with peonies, she tells him, and sees to the core of him in return. He says, voice shaky, I'm sorry. We all have those moments where we snap and try to murder everything we loved, Nikki says, around a laugh that is both bitter and amused. In some ways, she followed him into the dark, others not so much. She pockets the ingot. He watches her do it. Well, don't just stand there, she prompts after a moment. He blinks, a deer in headlights. She smiles, at first trite, and then the broad grin from her youth. We have some catching up to do. The end. Thank you for listening.